and welcome to Affliction Sugarcoated, a podcast where we sugarcoat some of the world's so-called afflictions and rate their plausibility on a scale of 1 to 5. I'm Minnie Kim, and today we will be sugarcoating false hope. So speaking from personal experience, false hope is a very interesting emotion slash reality. I remember that my sister once told me that false hope is the worst internal feeling ever to be felt. Not really sure I agree with that, but I'll take it just for the sake of this episode. So obviously we need to first define false hope, because that's what we do here. Get rid of all the nebulous and ambiguous stuff regarding something, an affliction, and hope to clear it up. So, false hope is confident feelings about something that might not be true, according to Cambridge Dictionary. Now, because this isn't really actually a word, it's not a individual vocabulary, I couldn't find a lot of good definitions that actually people use it for most of the time. There are a bunch of other definitions, like being told that extreme is real when it's really not, and there's a huge letdown and the heart-sinking atrocity that everyone at least once has ever felt. As you may be able to figure out from my description, that was me a few days ago. To protect myself from the hate-ridden world and the comments that I'm probably gonna get, I won't go into the specifics, but all you need to know is that I was supposed to go into a higher class of a certain subject. You can probably guess that by the looks of me doing this podcast in the first place, but the whole operation got canceled at the last minute. I'm not really sure why. To this day, it kind of remains a mystery. I guess one of the principals just felt like it. Let's assume that to make myself feel better. Now, I believe that hope is a thing of beauty. I think the definition of hope is twofold. One, that you are ignorant and believe in something that cannot be real, which I'm sure is not as bad as the latter. And number two, hoping that something is real even with the consideration of it being false. As MJ in Spider-Man once very cleverly said, if you expect disappointment, then you can never really be disappointed. But I would challenge that. I always expect disappointment. I've had my fair share of callow first hope, and that false hope belongs in the first category. I've learned to expect disappointment at all times, but somehow I'm always disappointed if it doesn't turn out to be real, or if I don't get an award or something. I'm not sure what exactly prompts this, but I don't think that anyone can truly expect disappointment completely. There's always the crack of light and the rainbow at the end of the storm that is so romanticized and idealized that no one can quite shake it off. That's why disappointment still exists in the world. Anyone would choose to face the opposite of disappointment after expecting the worst, because the joy is still real. If what MJ said was true, how would the world be so kind? Now, I've watched a lot of videos about hope lately. All these people talking about hope, it's the universal language of positive connotation. Of course, the conclusion must ensue. But even if it's blatant conjecture, it's very much worth it when the final validation hits. I'm going to talk about two things in terms of hope. First of all, a debate. I'm not sure if this is because it's so mainstreamed on YouTube, but the 2017 final WSDC video is one of the most famous final WSDCs with over 250,000 views. Now, the second speaker of the opposition was easily the best speaker in the debate, in my opinion, and his content was amazing, but his rhetoric was even better. The debate was generally about right-wing populism and how he was defending the speech of these people who are alienated. In his hook, he mentions this, quote-unquote, Team England, which was the proposition side, wants to talk about fear. I tell you that fear is when you lose hope. Now, obviously, this connects to a greater point that he was making. but I'm going to take this sentence and discuss it. Hope is inextricably linked with being happy. Of course, if you deduct the nerve-wracking part of it, it becomes clearer. As human beings, we need to keep sane by talking about the good chances of something happening. There is still hope to get out of this place. Hope still exists. We say these things everywhere, anywhere. It's impossible not to hope. When you start to lose hope, it means that you're scared of the following events. It means that you have given up on a slim or wide chance. To me, that is indeed scary. I almost fell into that dark hole with my little incident, but it's nothing compared to the real-life crises that everyone's going through. I don't want hope to leave this world. Without hope, I frankly think that there wouldn't be anything to hinge my life on. Second is the Emily Dickinson poem. Let me read the poem out first. I'm sure everyone's covered this in their school at some point, high school, middle school, whatever. This is going to be familiar. Hope is the thing with feathers that perches in the soul and sings the tune without the words and never stops at all. And sweetest in the gale is heard, and sore must be the storm that could abash the little bird that kept so many warm. I've heard it in the chillest land and on the strangest sea, yet never in extremity it asked a crumb of me. It's a dang good poem. Now, I'm not going to go into a fully layered analysis of this, but let's focus on the first few lines first. It says it never stops at all. It says the hope never stops at all. And unfortunately, this includes false hope. There can never truly be a proposition without an opposition, an affirmative side without a negative side, success without failure. There can never be hope without false hope. I think that we're so caught up in this notion that hope means success, that if you keep chasing your dreams, merit will follow. I think that that's partially true. Society has led society as a whole to believe that if you keep trying one way or another, it's going to turn out not maybe the way you expected, but an outcome that you may be satisfied with. And I think that's a good thing because society is now adhering to that premise and it is becoming a more meritocratic society, although one could argue with that. And I also do kind of argue with that, but that's not for this episode. But I know that I was unlucky at that time. Hope simply misled me. If I had to decide whether I would trade off the feeling of hope and validation for not feeling false hope, I would say no, because balance means successes and failures. It means that I'm wrong and that I was expecting something that cannot materialize in the real world. Am I okay with that? No. But is this channel a purpose of battling everyday afflictions and outweighing them for the purpose of real life? Yes. I love hope. As Dickinson said, it has never asked a crumb of me, and yet it's everywhere. I think that if we look back to the poem, there are a lot of things that we can empathize with. But I think at the end of the day, the most important thing that is actually yielded from this poem is that hope is everywhere and it isn't going to ask anything of you. All you need to do is hope. It's an emotion. How can emotions ask anything of you? Although that's arguable with other emotions, I think hope is one of the exclusive emotions that would never ask anything of you except for to hope for a better future, maybe hope for something to materialize, in which in my case it didn't. I don't know if that actually qualifies as false hope. To this day, again, I still do not know. Hope is an infinite supply. We simply must not lose sight of it in the midst of false hope, because it is everywhere. It is truly everywhere. Sometimes we cannot see it. Sometimes we do see it and we grab the chance and it doesn't work out. But in the end, we have to hold on to that belief that one day it'll work out. We can change. That's one thing that hope can't do. If we hope for something and it doesn't work out, then we can change ourselves. We can change ourselves to not procrastinate. We can change ourselves to do things better. We can learn more. We can experience more. Maybe that's the thing. That's the linchpin of hope. The emotion to tell you that you should keep going on. Before I rate this affliction, before I rate false hope, I want to talk about one more quote. I promise this is the last quote that I'm ever going to use in this episode. Definitely not the last that I'm ever going to use in this podcast. There is going to be a quote in every podcast. Now, it's by John Green from The Anthropocene Review. It's an amazing book. I recommend that you read it. In fact, it's kind of where I got the idea for this podcast. Now, it goes like this. Hope is the correct response to the strange, often terrifying miracle of consciousness. Hope is not easy or cheap. It is true. Now, obviously, we all have different interpretations of this. As I mentioned before in my former episodes, I do not like interpreting quotes my own way and trying to bash the meaning onto people. But I think what this is trying to tell us, that it is going to tell us, that hope is true. Hope is a response. It's an immediate instinct. It's a response. I've never seen anyone in this world without hope. And I hope that I don't see anyone in this world without hope, because that would be terrifying, as like for the reasons I mentioned before. The world is very strange. The world is very terrifying, as John Green says. It is very terrifying, and it is sometimes going to be a burden. There are things that you want to escape out of that doesn't work your way. Obviously, there are going to be times when you want to give up hope, when you feel like it's not visible, when you feel like it's not tangible anymore. But hope was never tangible. It was simply a response to the things we said. It was simply just a reaction to all the tragedies that were going around us, all the afflictions. So false hope is not, in fact, an affliction. It's a reward. It's a gift that was given to us to be able to hope for something more, even if it is muddled with ignorance, even if people were just hoping for things that could never materialize in real life. I think that enough is to make up for the little false hope between the real hope. I give the share coding of false hope a 5. This podcast was written and produced by me, Minnie Kim. If you have any comments or reviews, please feel free to write any and all thoughts on your podcast reviews. If you would like to suggest an affliction for me to share code, please email me via afflictionsharecoded@gmail.com. To end the podcast, why don't you feel hopeful about something today? It doesn't have to be true, doesn't have to be big. Just hope for a better day than yesterday. Who knows? Maybe it's true.